God's mercies are new every morning, and we give thanks that God's mercy is new to us this morning and that we have been called and given life today and are here together to worship the God of life and liberation. And I give thanks for this opportunity to be here to gather with you this morning. Thank you for being with us. I know that we are scattered all over the place. Some of us are in Philly, some in Jersey, some all over the country and even across the world. And we give thanks for this opportunity that though we are physically scattered, we can gather together in this way to worship God and to connect with each other and hear God's voice through one another and through the scriptures and music and all that we have to share. So welcome to this time of worship. I welcome you to Tabernacle United Church and to this Zoom worship service today. I also want to give a special welcome to those of you who might be visiting for the first time. If you're here joining us for the first time today, we thank you for coming and for being a part of this service. We hope it's meaningful to you. And we also want to invite you to share your name or contact information if you feel open to that. You can do that either through the chat feature, or you can email me on the email listed in front of you, tabunitedpastor@gmail.com, and let me know your name, a little bit about yourself. We would love to hear from you. So welcome. I have just a few announcements to share this morning. First, a reminder that we will not be doing coffee hour immediately after the service. We will have a few moments, a few minutes to just greet each other and say hi, but we're going to cut that time off a little shorter because we're doing our caucus groups today. We have been meeting in caucus groups. If you don't know about this already, there is one caucus group for BIPOC, so Black Indigenous People of Color, led by Jennifer Jordan. And if you want to be a part of that group or haven't heard about that and would like to contact Jennifer or be in touch with her, you can do that as well. I believe the email is jenjordan19@gmail.com. Jennifer, if you're here, if you could put your email in. I think you did that before so people can know to be in touch with you. And then also for white folks, we have a white caucus group that's meeting. We are working through Layla Saad's book, Me and White Supremacy, and working through a lot of the journaling questions there in smaller groups. So if you haven't been a part of that group or would like to join, let me know first. We'll have to do a little bit of arranging to get you into those groups because we've already been meeting a couple times. But let me know of your interest if you would really like to join, and we'll find a way for you to participate. So those are the two announcements, or that was one announcement. Then I also want to just remind us that on Tuesday mornings, we have a time to pray together at 8:30 in the morning. You're welcome to join us for that prayer gathering on Tuesdays at 8:30. We also have our regular weekly Bible study at 5:30, where we dig deep into the scriptures for the coming Sunday and have really good, meaningful discussions. So please join us if you would like to participate in any of those opportunities. We're going to continue now in our worship as we prepare our hearts. Let's open up ourselves to the Spirit this morning and call ourselves to worship.
Family of God, arise.
Arise and lift your hearts. Arise and lift your eyes. Arise and lift your voices.
The living God, the living, moving Spirit of God has called us together.
In witness.
In celebration.
In struggle.
Reach out toward each other. Our God reaches out toward us.
Let us worship God.
Good morning, everyone. I invite you to join in some songs of praise and worship this morning. We are thinking about seeds, so I was looking for songs that had imagery of seeds and growth, and I hope that we can imagine those seeds of growth within ourselves as well. Let's sing together. Feel free to sing with me or on the echo.
Oh, healing river.
send down your water. Send down your water upon this land. Oh, healing river, send down your water and wash the blood from off the sand. This land is parching. This land is burning. No seed is growing in the barren ground. Oh, healing river, send down your waters. Oh, whoa, healing river, send your waters down. Let the seed of freedom awake and flourish. Let the deep roots nourish. Let the tall stalks rise. Oh, healing river, send down your waters. Oh, healing river, from out of the sky. Of grace, don't hold on to your shame or your past mistakes. Healing water, move in freedom, wash in my grace. Come to the wild meadows of my design. Find your place in creation. Watch the birds in the sky. Touch the leaves, feel the breeze. Here you belong. Take courage, step in. I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestor songs. You belong. You belong. Stand in the strength of a tall maple tree. Find my roots that grow down, holding tree next to seed. Holding in, holding on, here you belong. Take courage, step in. I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestor songs. You belong. You belong. Let's sing that again. Take courage, step in. I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestor songs. You belong. You
Let us pray together. O God, we gather together in your presence with expectation, hungry for an encounter with you, eager to hear your word. Open our eyes and ears to the presence of your Holy Spirit. May the seeds of your word scattered among us this morning fall on fertile soil. May they take root in our hearts and lives and produce an abundant harvest of good words and deeds. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our teacher and our Lord. Amen. And now we will pray our prayer of confession responsively. Our God invites us to walk the road of solidarity and sacrifice.
We choose the path of comfort and distraction that our world offers.
Our God seeks to plant us on the banks of hope, watered by the rivers of joy and grace.
We put down our roots in the shallow soil of pleasure and greed.
Our God tells us if we want to be first, we need to go to the end of the line.
We subscribe to a culture that promotes achievement, climbing to the top and stepping on others.
Hear these words of good news. Our God meets our weakness and shame, not with condemnation, but with abundant grace. The Spirit of God dwells in us and is calling us to be to a new way of radical love and hope. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to join in a song of praise together, giving thanks for the witness of Jesus. And if you need to dance or clap, I would encourage you to do that.
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high. Be lifted high. Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high. Be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high in all the earth. Be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high in all the earth. Cristo, tu nombre alabaré, alabaré, te alabaré. Cristo, tu nombre alabaré, alabaré, te alabaré. Alabaré, 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 tu nombre alabaré, 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 alabaré. Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Amen. And we give thanks that Jesus shares the peace with us, the peace that passes all understanding, and we receive that peace and share it with each other. So at this time, you can unmute yourself and say hi and give words of peace to our friends all around. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Peace to you all.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Peace be with you.
Lorini.
Marquise,
peace be with you.
Jennifer Rose and Leroy.
Peace
on Antonio.
Morning.
I ask her never.
Peace, everybody.
Hi, Oscar.
Peace, Miss Paige. Good to see you.
Mommy.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Chris.
Peace, Crystal.
Mommy.
Good to see you, Ed and Carly. Thanks.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, Luba.
Grandpa said hi.
Hey,
Robert.
Here it is, right there.
Hey, Oscar.
Hi, Lucinda.
Hey, Oscar.
You know what? Hey, I forgot.
Happy birthday, Pat.
That's fine with Henry.
Hello, Heather.
Peace to you, Laura.
Hey, Heather.
Happy birthday, Pax.
Thanks, Levi. Thank
you. Okay.
What's the difference?
Oscar!
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Our first reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew.
Sorry, Geneva, I think you're muted now. We can't hear you.
Muted and muted and unmuted. Here we go. Our first reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9 and 18 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. Since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no roots, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service when we invite the children and the child wisdom in all of the adults to come forward and move closer to your screen, and let's sing together.
Come and see, come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me, come as a child, oh come and see.
Done. Okay, thank you. All right. I want to talk today about being kind. Sometimes it's really easy and sometimes it's really hard. And the first question I want to ask is, who can be kind? And the answer is almost everybody. Now, little babies, really little babies can't be kind. They can be cute and they can be funny and they can be loud and they can be stinky. But they can't be kind, because you have to decide to be kind. But big kids can decide. It's kind of part of being grown up. So sometimes, like I said, it's really easy to be kind. Elliot showed his dog a little while ago. What an amazing dog. I bet Elliot is very kind to his dog. And it's probably most of the time easy to be kind to a dog, because dogs like to say, oh, thank you, thank you. We give them a treat and they get all excited and they follow you around and they lick your hands. And that feels really good. Sometimes it's really hard to be kind. That's where you have to think, you have to make big decisions. Let's think about a story where it's really hard to be kind. Let's say you're in school and there's a really lonely kid. And the other kids make fun of him. They say, oh, you're fat. Oh, you're ugly. Oh, you're stupid. Oh, you're just weird. Maybe they say all of those things. And you would like to be kind to that kid, because you think that's not fair. But you can be afraid. It's okay to be afraid of being kind sometimes. You sort of have to think through it. So you might think, okay, if I'm kind to that kid, maybe the kids who are mean will say mean things to me. Maybe they'll say I'm fat or ugly or stupid or weird. And they might do that. But sometimes you sort of have to get over that. And if you're kind to the lonely kid, you might make a new friend. Now, it's hard. It's always hard. It doesn't get any easier. But it's something that we can learn to do as we grow up. Now, for the next really big step is being kind to the kids who were mean. That's really hard. Because you don't like them, you're scared of them, you still think that they might call you dumb or weird or ugly. But sometimes you can be kind and you can surprise somebody so much that they just stop and say, oh. And this is where it's different from being kind to your dog, because your dog's never surprised when you're kind to him. He just says, oh, thank you. And he licks your hands and he wiggles and he crawls in your lap and you have this great cuddle with your dog. But one of the things about growing up is learning that being kind is sometimes really tough. So we need to practice. And even if, whether we're 5 years old or 105 years old, we need to practice. So that's my story for today. Let me just say as a final prayer that I hope we can all find the strength to be kind when it's really hard. So amen.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
I found one more song about seeds that I grew up with, and that I think we've sung a little less at TAB, but I think you'll learn it quickly, and I invite you to think of all these images. This would be a great communion song, so maybe we can think back to communion as well. But we'll spend some time with it so that if you aren't familiar, we can all learn it as we go.
Seeds scattered and sown, weed gathered and grown, bread broken and shared as one, the living bread of God. Vine, fruit of the land, wine, work of our hands, one cup that is shared by all, the living. The living bread of God. The seed which falls on rock will wither and will die. The seed within good ground will flower and have life. Seed scattered and sown, gathered and grown, bread broken and shared as one, the living bread of God. Vine, fruit of the land, wine, work of our hands, one cup that is shared by all, the living cup, the living bread of. As wheat upon the hills was gathered and was grown, so may the church of God be gathered into one. Seed scattered and sown, wheat gathered and grown, bread broken and shared as one, the living bread of God. Vine, fruit of the land, wine, work of our hands, one cup that is shared by all, the living cup, the living bread of God.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah. We'll be reading from chapter 55. I'll be starting in verse 6 and ending in verse 11. So we're not going to be reading through 13, just through verse 11. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church through this prophet. Seek the Lord while she may be found. Call upon God while they are near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that God might have mercy on them, and to our God, for God will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Merciful God, thank you for your word. And I ask that you would speak through me this morning, and that you would speak in spite of me, and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be to your glory. God, I ask that we would hear your word, hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder what it would have felt like to grow up in, say, the early 1100s in a village in Western Europe, where throughout your whole life, you were taught that the earth was stationary and that it was the center of the universe. You imagined, just as you'd been taught, that the sun and the moon revolves around the earth. And what would it have been like to then be introduced to the idea that this whole paradigm is wrong? That in fact the earth is not stationary, and that the earth is moving, and it is not at the center, but that it is just one of many planets circling around the sun. I guess that's why people called it the Copernican Revolution. It's a revolution, really, that took hundreds of years. It took a long time for people to embrace the idea that this planet that we call home is not at the center. I wonder, too, when astronauts first made it to the moon, was going to the moon all about seeing the moon up close, or was it about seeing the Earth from the vantage point of the moon? To see the Earth from the vantage point of the moon was to see with pure awe that the Earth is so incredibly small and fragile in the grand space of the universe. This week, I couldn't stop hearing the words. I thought I was gonna go a different direction with this sermon this morning, but I couldn't stop hearing the words of Isaiah and how he imagines God speaking to us humans, saying, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. So as far as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." This poetry in Isaiah makes use of the spatial distance between the heavens and the earth, and that there is a vantage point between what we can, there's a difference, in other words, between what we can see and what God can see. There is a vantage point that God holds by being spatially above and seeing therefore more and seeing more holistically in ways that you and I are not capable of seeing. In this poetry, Isaiah speaks of God seeing larger, knowing more. And there seems to be a subtle yet powerful word here. I hear it almost like a whisper, a voice saying to me, "You are small and you are not the center." I think there are times when we need to hear from the Spirit that we are small and that we are not the center of everything. Now, let me tell you a little bit more what I mean by that. Abraham Joshua Heschel, the great theologian, rabbi, says that prayer begins where our power ends. Prayer begins where our power ends. Prayer begins, in other words, in our recognition that we are small, that we come to a limit in terms of our power and our work. So to hear the words, "Remember, you are small," there is actually something freeing about those words, knowing that I don't hold the ultimate truth, knowing that I do not hold all the answers, nor can I see the picture that God is seeing, and that God is not relying on me for everything. Do you understand a little bit what I'm getting at? It's not about hearing you're not valuable. It's about hearing you have limits. It's about hearing, too, that you can be wrong about things, that other people and life hold truth that you don't hold. It's about hearing that you are connected to a larger web of life and you are a small part of something much larger. Oscar, my son, is 2.5 now. For a long time, Heather and I have allowed him to interrupt any conversation that we are usually failing to have. It seems like every time we've talked for more than 1 or 2 minutes, he's on to saying, "Look, look," or I show you, or help, or something that pulls our attention away from him, or that pulls our attention toward him. And only now recently we've been realizing that, you know, I think it's maybe time to tell him that he can wait, that he actually can begin to understand that that he can be quiet for a few minutes while we're finishing whatever it is we're trying to talk about. So we've been starting to do more of a pushback with him to say, "Stop, wait, your mama is talking, let her finish." And this is basic stuff, right? This is very basic stuff that we learn, hopefully, as children. And that part of, we understand that part of growth and maturity is really to begin to understand that you are not always at the center. You are not at the center. And at some point, hopefully, every child will hear from their caregiver words like, "Wait, someone else is speaking." Which is a way of saying, really, wait, you are not at the center right now. And I think in a way we need to hear this as adults too, on a somewhat regular basis. I think sometimes because we get pretty caught up in ourselves and our work and our striving and our productivity and our contribution to the world and in our egos, frankly, as adults, what if sometimes God is like our parent who says to us, "Wait, someone else is speaking"? I suppose what I'm trying to talk about this morning is cultivating humility. Humility is an important virtue because it decentralizes the self, the individualistic self. The self that often and unconsciously we come to believe everything revolves around. All is orbiting around the grand me. Humility, I think, begins with a recognition that I'm not at the center of things. And humility is about recognizing that someone else has God's ear right now. someone else needs to be heard. Humility is about seeing that when I am withering in the heat, some other life form is thriving, probably a life form that I depend on. Humility is about relinquishing myself from the role of savior that I may have unconsciously come to adopt. There's something in the poetry of Isaiah that invites us to embrace our smallness in the eyes of God, which is to hear God bless you by saying, I'm not depending on you for everything. And it can also move us toward confession by saying, I don't put my trust in myself ultimately. I put my trust in the living God. And it is God, our higher power, who has the vantage point and can do greater things than me. It's to hear that we are small is to confess that salvation belongs to God and that God has other people and life forms to work with besides me. So I think my question really has been a question for me, it's a question for you, is what is the invitation for you when you hear the words from God, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours? What do you hear in the affirmation from God that you are small and you are not expected to save the world? What does that mean for you to hear that today? Maybe it's an invitation for you to rest. It's easier, I think, to embrace rest when you hear that not everything depends on you. Maybe it's an invitation to relinquish a load that you're carrying that is actually too heavy for you to bear, a load that God doesn't expect you to carry. Maybe it's to hear decisively that you can't save your family member from their illness or solve a complex and painful situation within your family or within a situation of loved ones or significant others. What is it for you to hear? What does it mean for you to hear those words of blessing that you are small and God can hold a lot more than you can and also has other people and other life forms to work with besides you? For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The poet Isaiah, after saying these words, goes on to say that when we remember this, when we remember we're small and connected to something larger, Isaiah says God's will be accomplished. God's word will not return to God empty. And it's like rain that waters good soil and brings forth fruit. That's how God's word is. It's like rain that waters good soil and brings forth fruit. And if we play on that imagery, and I think in ways Jesus did in the gospel reading today, it is about remembering and thinking about how we are soil, receptive soil to God's word. We can become the good soil that receives God's word, but doesn't just try to produce fruit that is not on our patch of soil. You have a patch of soil. Do your work, not someone else's work. And the promise there in Isaiah's poetry is that if you do that, God's word will not return to God empty. God will bless you in that work. Now, these are overwhelming days we are facing. We are facing multiple viruses. We are facing the virus of COVID-19, the virus of systemic anti-Black racism. These viruses that are taking life away from Black, Indigenous people and people of color at a higher rate than anyone else. I have heard you and I've heard others speak about holding on to anxiety and stress and worry, perhaps in ways that we haven't even felt before. I have felt it too in my own body. And make no mistake about it, the evil that is at work right now is overwhelming. There are things that we are rightly to fear, and there is always more work to do. But this is, as many wise people keep saying, this is a marathon and it's not a sprint. And so it seems to me like it's important that we hear on a regular basis the Spirit's reminder about our limits, about our limits. A little reminder that not everything depends on you, and to be discerning in these times about how to sustain ourselves and each other for the long haul. To be prayerfully discerning when we must work and when we must rest, when we must acknowledge our limits and say no, and when we need to push our limits, especially if those limits, and I'm talking mostly to white folks here, especially if those limits are more about our discomfort than they are about real limitations. When do we need to push our limits? In a time like this, when we know our work is a marathon and not a sprint, we need to keep coming back to those wholesome words from God, who today come through the prophet Isaiah, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Receive the grace in those words. You are small, and you are connected to something much larger. You are not the center of everything. There are other people and life forms that God cares about too. God does not rely on you for everything. So let go of what you need to let go of today. And let's all of us find ways to entrust ourselves to a power that is greater than us. Let's recognize where our power ends and where God's power begins, doing that through prayer. Amen.
Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will. Teach me, Lord, to do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow.
God plants many seeds in us. And in order to cultivate these seeds, we need to use them, practice these seeds. One of the seeds is generosity. And here we see how God really works with us as a church. We each bring our small gifts, and together, God grows these gifts and uses these gifts in bigger ways. So this is the time that we offer our gifts to the church and to God. And you can give electronically by texting any amount to 84321 or by going to our website, tabunited.org/donation, and putting the amount you want to give in there, or you can send a check to the church. So let us now give our morning offering.
We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah. On milk and honey, we're gonna feast on milk and honey. Hallelujah. We're gonna feast on milk and honey. We're gonna feast on milk and honey. Hallelujah. We're gonna eat. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table, hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table, hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table, hallelujah. God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, receive these gifts which we bring to you. Multiply these gifts. Use us and these gifts to bring forth your reign on earth. Amen.
Amen. This is the time in our service where we open up the space to share our joys and concerns and our testimonies. And the way that we do that is that we invite you to use the chat function now to reflect on the service and to bring any joys or struggles or other prayer concerns before God and our community. So if you have a joy you'd like to share or a concern, a burden you'd like to lift up, you can do that right now, and we will, in just a few moments, Joanna will be reading those prayers as they come in. So feel free now to take that space and to hear what the Spirit might be beckoning forth in you in terms of prayer. And we would be honored to share in that prayer with you. So let's lift up our hearts to God and share our prayers.
from Anna. Please pray for all teachers who are facing so much uncertainty and are caught between the needs of families and kids and the continued lack of investment from the federal government. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Megan. Lord, please help us to remember that Jesus modeled for us when it is necessary to flip the table in our society. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Alicia, prayers, please, for my client, AP. She is still in the CHOP ICU recovering from COVID-19 and is now on a trach. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Rob, prayer for those who are tired, my wife and I, and myself for an internship interview. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Anna, please pray for my sister who tested positive for COVID. May she recover quickly and completely. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Lucinda, God, thank you for our brother Marquise. I pray that you'd continue to strengthen and bless him. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Deb Burnham, let me expand on the previous comment. Honest criticism is a way of being kind to the unkind, whether they are school bullies or the president. The kindness may not affect their behavior, but difficult kindness can affect our souls. God, in our mercy, God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Ray and Elizabeth, a prayer for our friend April, who lost a friend this week. Mario died as a result of rationing his insulin. He was a fierce advocate for kids of color to get into debate and meant a lot to April. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gwyneth, Shia would like to add, prayers for her girlfriend Kat's family as they deal with a diagnosis of dementia with the grandmother. And thanks for the community that is allowing her to move forward in her music career. I also pray for school boards as they decide what will happen in August. Prayers that my village will pass a mask requirement and that the community will support it. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris, there's a difference between being nice in a way that accommodates oppression and injustice and being deeply loving in a way that transforms our world. God, give us the wisdom to know the difference. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Thank you, all of you, for sharing your prayers. And we lift up these prayers that have been spoken prayers for people who, many whose names we know, and also prayers for people in situations that we don't know, but we don't know personally, but we are concerned about. So we lift up all of these prayers to you, O God, and we continue to lift them up in a song of prayer. So both the prayers that were shared and also the ones that are on our heart. Let us hear them and lift them up together as we sing together.
Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children pray.
Let's continue to pray together. Oh God, we thank you for these prayers that have been shared. We thank you for the prayers that are on our hearts that perhaps we couldn't find words to express, but that remain deep within us. Thank you, God, that you hear our groans and the deep murmurs that are within us. And we commit ourselves and these prayers to you. We ask that you would release from us any burdens that we are not meant to carry. We ask that in the sharing of our prayers that that your transformative power and work would be released in new ways. And God, we ask that you would give us wisdom and strength in these days that are ahead, to know where our work is, to prayerfully know and discern where we need to entrust you or someone else to do the work and where we need to do the work. God, be with us, guide us, speak to us. And above all, God, we ask that you would help us to not isolate ourselves or disconnect from one another, because it is in our connectivity and in our recognition that we are part of something larger, and that we are a part of a larger movement, and that each of us has something to do, but we are also a part of a larger picture. And we ask that you help us to remember this in our work and to not disconnect. So God, be with us, hear our prayers, and we give thanks for Jesus, who taught us many things, and among them was to pray. So we lift up this prayer that Jesus taught us, praying together. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Stand in the strength of a tall maple tree. Find my roots that grow down, holding seed next to tree, holding in, holding on, here you belong. carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestor sons. You belong. You belong.
Friends, as you go today, and throughout this week, or in your home, wherever you go, I pray that the peace of Christ and the love of God would fill you, would guide you, and would be of comfort to you and of challenge to you as you go about the work of love and struggle. So go in peace to serve God and your neighbor. Amen. And at this time, we